You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
This week's question has not been a recurring one, by which I mean it has occurred once and not reoccurred.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
This week's question comes from Matt, who actually got a copy of your book, Says Who, for Christmas. Matt says, although I am more a wordy than a grammando, I've always been peeved by reoccur being used for recur. After reading just half of your introduction, I thought I'd better look up recur, and there it was. Recur is regarded as better style than reoccur. Reoccur, though, is not a forbidden usage. I was chagrined.
What a great message from Matt. And Rebecca, just for our listeners who have not read the book or heard you and me talk about wordies and grammandos, a wordie is a lover of words, and a grammando is someone who corrects other people's language. So when Matt says, I'm more a wordie than a grammando, love that. And Matt, appreciate the honesty that even those of us who are wordies will have peeves. We'll have that little thing that we think, oh, couldn't the language work some other way?
Everybody gets one. I think that's fair. You get to have one.
Or maybe even more than one. But I love that Matt is being so open to looking it up and seeing what's going on here. Rebecca, you're on the radio all the time. Is this an issue that's come up for you?
Recur or reoccur?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. If it has, it's not a recurring issue.
Oh, you're clever. Now, as Matt notes, both words will be found in most standard dictionaries. Recur and recurrence, those words are by far more common than reoccur, but reoccur is a word for people who say it's not a word. And potentially, recur and reoccur have slightly different meanings in that recurrence can suggest periodic or frequent repetition, whereas reoccurrence just means it happened once before. So, Rebecca, reoccur comes into English later. The Oxford English Dictionary has it back to 1734. And it's formed in English as the prefix re plus the Latin borrowing occur, as in something occurs again. Fair enough. All right, recur. This one is borrowed in straight from Latin as a verb, and it shows up in the early 1500s. And Rebecca, in the 1500s, it actually meant something different. It could be synonymous with something like resort in the sense of resorting to a person or an agent for assistance. So in the 1500s, you could recur to God or recur to a remedy.
Yeah, that sounds really strange to me now, which makes sense because that was from a really long time ago.
And I also don't think I could use the verb that way. For our purposes, the early 1600s is when we see recur mean to happen again, especially periodically or repeatedly. And by the late 1600s, we see it used in medicine for diseases or symptoms.
That's where I tend to think of it. I mean, where we use it most.
Though I would guess you also hear about recurring dreams.
Oh, and I have one, and it involves my high school chemistry class.
Or there can be recurring issues or recurring questions or problems. So, Rebecca, let's come back to the question Matt raised. Is it better style to use recur than reoccur? Some people will say it's safer to use recur because recur is more versatile in that it can mean both it happened once before or it happens periodically. And maybe it's safer because it doesn't irritate people.
It doesn't irritate the grammandos.
Now, while we're here, I will mention that Brian Garner, in his well-known usage guide, notes the difference between recur and relapse and says, let's all be careful, a patient relapses and an illness recurs.
All right, Anne. Well, I hope hearing the word reoccur on the radio did not leave Matt re-chagrined. Thank you so much.
Rebecca, I look forward to our program occurring again next week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.